Is one wide receiver actually enough?
All right.
I think if we take a look at the receiver room, it's an upgrade, no doubt, with D-Hop. If you can get any of the other names we've always mentioned and we thought were more realistic than Hopkins, honestly, for a sixth or a seventh, that's something you should pursue still. The issue is the finances, and they only have $1 million in cap space, but I'm still convinced. I don't buy the, oh, they have nobody they could restructure to get an extra $3 million free if they had to. I call BS on that. I think, yes, they absolutely could if they want to. If DeMarcus Robinson, now that Cooper Kupp and maybe Puka are coming back healthy, if DeMarcus Robinson's available a week from now for a conditional sixth or something.
They're clearly fire sailing.
Yeah,
there,
like if a conditional sixth, Cody, and you are able to financially get a restructure. I mean, Marcus Robinson's making what? I haven't looked yet. $2 million?
Yeah, something like that.
So
maybe not even that. I don't know.
I would absolutely still be interested. I don't think one wide receiver is enough, actually.
Yeah, so that's the thing. Do I feel the same urgency I felt 2 days ago where I'm like, I can't believe I'm having to wake up every morning and you don't have another wide receiver on this roster? We're past that point because DeAndre Hopkins is on this team. Thank God. And DeMarcus, by the way, is on a 1 year, $4 million contract.
Okay.
So he's probably owed about, I don't know, $3 million. So if they took half, $1.5 million,
I don't know.
Not very much money is the point. When you look at, but like, yes, they need another wide receiver. No, it is not being too greedy. Yes, you can make a call on Cooper Kupp if you want. By the way, any time, have you in the last calendar year, 12 months, when you initially hear the reported want from a team, from a draft pick compensation standpoint, has any team, the first number you heard from a draft pick, has any team gotten that gold? What was the first report you heard? The Chiefs won a second for LeJarius Knee. They were never getting a second. That wasn't on the table. And then it was, the Browns won a second for Amari Cooper. It was a third. I've seen teams who said they wanted a first get a third. It's just not how the initial reported number is the number that's the buy now price, right, on eBay. You could just keep bidding on it, gold, but buy now. Second round pick is all yours if you want to pay the price. And you're like, we'll just wait and work out some other deals, see who else is available, tinker and let this play a little bit, and not worry about those things. So, yeah, I mean, I don't think there's anybody named too high. They should get or at least target another wide receiver.
If you had a choice, let's just say for the sake of the hypothetical, the compensation was basically the same. Would you rather go and get a cornerback or another wide receiver? Because the cornerback, to me, would just be – they just need a depth signing. They don't need someone to trade for
the
a
The depth signing came out the practice squad, in my opinion. I'm fine.
Yeah, like I don't think they need to go trade for a corner unless it's, a guy that they just feel has veteran experience that can come in and be a backup, essentially. And so you're really giving up nothing for said player. And a wide receiver is absolutely the area that I would be far more interested in. And do you think there's any chance there's a surprise defensive lineman that they're actually interested in? Or are they looking at, because I think they're just saying, we get Charles Omenihu back, that's our in-season acquisition.
I think that's how you treat it. Like, at this point, at some point I would have said, hey, is that something that needs to take place, right? Do they need that in order to make it work? But I don't know. They're a pretty good pass rush. They have one of the most, probably the most dominant pass rusher, now that Aiden Hutchinson hurt, left in the NFL. And they're still pretty good with Karlaftis. They've shown, I think eventually Dan will be healthy, and he's been a productive player in his NFL career. When healthy, I think it's like Dana and Amini, he will get healthy, and we'll just let that be our pass rush. Defensively, I know that they're just now missing Jalen Watson, so we don't know what they'll be moving forward. They've been the league's best defense so far. So do I think losing one corner makes them not the league's best defense? No, I already told you where I stand on that. So if you gave me a choice, I would take wide receiver. Even if it was like lower end, even if it was just, hey, we're either signing wide receiver four or corner four. Which one do you want? Wide receiver. Like, I want more depth there. I want more targets there. I want them to accidentally fall into the guy that's like, oh, wait, that's the hit. This one triggers in this offense. He runs the right routes. He finds the spots for Mahomes. He's the guy who fits. And they got a lot of dead weight.
They do.
But
even when Juju comes back healthy eventually, like, I hope it's not the case, but what's to say he doesn't get hurt again? You know what I mean? Like, that's just a track record that he has, unfortunately. And we're just talking about a hamstring injury for a player that's older. I know he's not 32.
His body is.
But his body sure feels like it's 32 or 34, I would imagine, based on some of the injuries that he has. And so even if he comes back in, let's say, 2 or 3 weeks, is he there in the playoffs? Is he there late in the season? Then you you go further down. Like Mecole Hardman, he's had some times, Cody, where he's missed a game or two here and there because of an injury. Xavier Worthy was healthy in college, but you know my thoughts on they got to be really careful with his workload. I still believe it. I think the last game to me is the prime example of that. I know he got back in the game, but like it was a pretty good hit he took, and it knocked him out for a drive or so. Like that's why they got to be really careful, and that's why it was so important, one, to get Hopkins. But I would still not hate if they could make it work further down the depth chart. D-Rob, Adam Thielen, I know people are concerned because he's old and at this point in time. But at this point, it's none of these trades are for long-term options. It's all about right now. Give up late draft picks. Get your team better right now. Yeah, in the offseason, they're going to have to go draft guys again. They're going to have to
trade down to try to recoup
whatever,
some of those
later
picks, you know? I don't care about that. I mean, some of it is, I know that we hate doing it because, like, you see where because this is the example. The Rams are in a position where they sold their soul, right? Like they bought.
Those were first and second round picks they were giving up.
I know, but they sold their soul. They won their Super Bowl. And now, a couple of years later, where they've been trying to like drag this thing together, gold, claw and scratch and force it to work, doing all of these things to make it happen, et cetera, et cetera. Sure, but now they're having to sell their they're done, right? They're going to sell. They're done. Those whole things broke up. Aren't going to work anymore, and they're stuck in their same spot. Do you want to be that team? No, you don't. But also,
that's not where they're. That's
just
not
even close to that. You know,
at all, man.
They're just not even close to that. Do you know how much they sold their soul in the? We're talking 1 year, 1 year of draft class. Yeah, it probably equates. I'll be honest, to one less free agent next year or the year after that. Right, it equates to being able to buy one of your problems in solving it there, and instead forcing your coaching staff to take a very cheap free agent or a late-round draft pick and make them a starter even if you're not comfortable with it. Oh, no. This would be a terrible coaching staff to put yourself in that position. I bet they've never done that. And so like that's where I'm like, no, buy. Buy. If you can make the money work, put players in here and make yourself better.